Speech Radio News is produced by Katza Mester at the studios of Pacifica Station KPFT in Houston. Headline editors are Randy Zimmerman and Nell Abram at WMNF in Tampa, Florida. Technical producers are Jade Paget-Seekins and Pauline Bartolone at Pacifica Station KPFA in Berkeley. Josh Chaffin is our DC editor at Pacifica Station WPFW. Web support from Vanessa Tate and Leslie Holmes. You can visit FSRN online at www.fsrn.org. I'm Deepa Fernandez.
This is Richard Butler from the Psychedelic Furs. You're rocking on WUSB Stony Brook. Thank you for listening.
Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. April 8th. Snow on the ground. I don't know what's going on out there, but even I'm getting a little tired of winter now. Anyway, here we are. This is the last edition of Off the Wall that will be taking place during the annual fundraiser here at WUSB. And I got to tell you, we're way behind. Way behind. And, you know, last week's little stunt didn't help very much. All right, let me start by calming everybody down, okay? Everybody just calm down. Sit down. Stop your car, whatever it is you need to do. I have not gone conservative. If you check your calendar, last week was April 1st. Just having a little bit of fun, that's all. And I got to tell you, it was fun. It was a lot of fun just to go on the air and go conservative. I never did that before, and I've gone religious. That's almost as good, but I went conservative, and I'll tell you, it was hard to stop. It really was. Going conservative is I understand now. I understand the allure of it. I really do. Because when you are conservative, you're simply spouting forth what you believe in, and you don't care what anybody else believes in, you know? And you're conservative American, it's like, you know, a doubleheader right there. So, you know, you're just spouting forth. You don't care about anybody else. You make fun of anybody. It doesn't matter. You can be politically incorrect. No one's going to, you know, get in your way because you're big and strong and stupid. Man, and, you know, I see now why there's so many radio talk show hosts that are conservative, because it's so easy. It's so easy to stay that way. And if you don't like it, you can just, kiss my ass there. See, and you can fall into that mode and stay there and never come out. But I got out. Fortunately, I do another show on WBAI the day after this show, and if that won't get you out of conservative mode, nothing will. So I got my treatment there, and I'm fine. But no, we got a lot of email from people that I guess didn't check the calendar or something, both in regards to the website and the show. And we were getting mail from people. One of the things that I was ranting about last week was how we don't want people looking at the website. And if you look at the website, you're in violation of copyright. And we demand that you delete it from your computer and notify us by a certified email. Is that what I said? Whatever that is. And we actually got mail from people, scared little kids. They're saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Please, don't prosecute me. And things like, Makes me wonder what this nation is heading for when you can so easily pull the wool over people's eyes. I guess I understand now what it's like to be George W. Anyway, so, we didn't get a single phone call last week, even though we were trying to raise funds. And I guess that's the price to pay. You know, in a way, I guess it's sort of, we wouldn't have known whether the pledges were April Fool's jokes as well, so... Okay, fair enough. But what it means is that we're way behind. And this is the last week of the fundraiser, and we need to give the place a bit of a boost because it's really important. If you know what we're offering already, please give a call to 631-632-WUSB and make your pledge now. Or you can wait for me to explain it all, but it's basically the same speech I've been giving for the last few weeks. But our goal tonight is something that I'm told is ridiculous and unfathomable. I want to bring in $1,000 in an hour. it's that crazy. But I think we can do it. I'll tell you what it takes. It takes only 10 people pledging $100. And for that $100, getting quite a bit of stash there. You know? More than we'd offer in any other place, I'll say that. And even if you were to go out and buy the things that we're giving you, if they're ever offered for real, and I don't even know if we're going to be offering these things for real at the 2600 store. This might be your last chance to ever get them. And if we were offering them, they would probably cost more than that. I'm certain it would cost more than that, looking at the prices for these things. What you get for $100 is, first of all, you get all the WUSB stuff that you get for joining the 90.1 Club, which is all kinds of T-shirts and coffee mugs and hats, God knows what else. But in addition to that, you get the 2600 stuff that we're throwing in, which is basically an autographed copy of the documentary Freedom Downtime, autographed by myself. if you still are with us after that, there's also the hooded sweatshirt, which is a 2600 original hooded sweatshirt, which has never been offered before and may never be offered again. Because we don't know if we're going to be offering that. It's kind of like a test that we're doing here on the radio show. Even if we were to offer it again, it would probably cost a fair amount because they're expensive to make. So, you can walk around, skulk around your neighborhood with a 2600 hooded sweatshirt, and you'll get that as well. And in addition, you'll get the special stickers that are vintage 1991 from the first Gulf War that I had made up special. To stick in various places. They're stop sign red, and they simply say the war on them. And for every $10 that's pledged, you get two of those. So for $100, you'll get 20. 20 of those. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. No calls on the line? Is it really possible nobody thinks that's a good deal? Nobody wants to support this place? Well, all right. Let's talk about the importance of a voice like this. If you go around and you look at the mass media, if you look at the newspapers and the television and listen to other radio stations, you will find pretty much one voice speaking out. The voice of the establishment. The voice of, of status quo. You won't get to ask any questions. You won't get to hear alternative viewpoints. It's kind of scary the way things have gone, but you have media outlets that are all owned by the same people. And the FCC, their response is to break down the barriers that forbid these entities from owning everything. Yeah, they consider it to be, bad that Clear Channel can only own, say, 60% of the radio market. Why can't they own 100%? Isn't that infringing on their rights? that's the kind of logic that we're dealing with here. That's what we're dealing with. 631-632-WUSB. Show your support, or, they may get that. They may get that someday. They may get 100%. And, looking around, I have to wonder, looking around at what's going on with the war, what's going on with coverage of all kinds of news events, what's going on with just life in general, you have to wonder if maybe this is what people want. Maybe this is how it's going to wind up being, and voices like this will be stamped out, taken over, It's really kind of sad. One call on the line. One call on the line, room full of volunteers. Please make them busy. We're not kidding here. This is this radio station survives on far less funding than any other radio station you may have listened to. And if it were not for this place, and I'm saying this in all sincerity here, if it were not for WUSB, there would not be an off-the-hook show on the other radio station. There probably would not be a 2600 magazine, because this place years ago was able to foster creativity in myself and many, many others, still does to this day. Consider it an investment in the future, and all kinds of creative things that may come out of this place, all kinds of people that might be inspired to listen to alternatives, alternative music, alternative news, alternative thought. Isn't that what it's all about? But since we don't air commercials by Exxon, since we don't air all kinds of compromising announcements, we have to survive somehow. We have to survive somehow, and that somehow is you. You are our sponsors. 631-632-WUSB, last week of our radiothon here. Please show your support. It's so important. Still only one call on the line. Can you believe that? What do I have to do? What do I have to do to get people to show support here? Seriously, it only takes 10 people pledging that amount, and we've attained a goal that that will make people pass out. You know? You have that power. And we take all kinds of credit cards. In fact, I think we take them all. We take American Express, Visa, MasterCard, even Discover. We even take Discover. We're not afraid. We'll do that. And, of course, if you don't have credit cards, you know, we'll gladly send out a bill. Because we'll do that, too. 631-632-WUSB. If for some reason your long-distance service is suspended, as mine happens to be at the moment, oh, boy, I could go on for an hour about that. Then you can call our toll-free number, 1-800-394-WUSB, which is 394-9872. And if you're overseas, which I know a lot of people are because they email us saying they're listening to us in foreign countries, our country code is 1, our city code is 631, and our phone number is 632-9872. Please give us a call. Every call counts. All right, let's see what's going on. First, some listener mail. Hey, Emmanuel, I don't know whether I'm the only one lost here. No, I guarantee you're not. I'd really appreciate some clarifications. All I know is that last week the domain 2600.com was pointing to some scary Rumsfeld picture and then this gov site. Next thing I know, off the wall, April 1st show, you seem to have been abducted by aliens or the FBI or something, and you said you'd been wrong for the past 20 years about your ideas and your work. And now everything is, like, back to normal. Well, since I'm in Singapore, I'm wondering if I might have missed something. Well, no, generally people in Singapore haven't missed all that much. I really hope the show and efforts go on as before April 1st. Well, yes, as you can see, they are going on as before April 1st, but how long that continues is really up to the support we get. There's a lot of support given to the mainstream, as you know, because the mainstream is everywhere. You see it everywhere. You hear it everywhere. You can't escape it. It's really, I don't know how we reached this stage. I really don't. We claim to be an open, free society with all kinds of different viewpoints. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily work that way. It really doesn't, because try voicing alternative opinions. See what happens. See what kind of response you get. Yeah, I've had a lot of firsthand experience with this, especially recently, where people aren't supposed to mention certain things. They aren't supposed to talk about that's an actual pledge?
Yep.
All right, great. Thank you, Bill. Okay, thanks for that, John. Thanks very much for that generous pledge there. We're one-tenth of the way there. 9 more people is all it's going to take. 9 more people. 631-632-WUSB. And I know you're out there. I know you're out there because last week I was informed by one of our streamers who happens to be located in Denmark that we had nearly 100 people on his stream alone. So that's in addition to the WUSB stream, which I'm going to check right now to make sure is working. It's always a good idea to do that. Click on the listen icon there. See if our signal is in fact going out. Do we have net connectivity? Okay, something's coming up. Yeah, I see the stream is being read. The computer is powering up. I hear fans and things. Okay, I'm not really sure if it's actually working. That could explain why people aren't calling if the stream isn't up. Okay, well, while the computer is attempting to connect to our... it could also be full. That could also be the other problem. We have a phone call, 631-632-WUSB. Uncertainty. Uncertainty. That's our theme here at WUSB. Please give us a call. If you call us, not only will you be helping the station, but you'll also be letting us know that it's working. Because we don't know half the time if it's working. With regards to voices being silenced, you know, it's really hard to voice alternative views without feeling intimidated. A lot of people do. A lot of people who are peace activists, people who are criticizing this war, find themselves being intimidated, find their words being used against them in various ways. And you know, I'm going to close this window and open it again. How about that? Yeah, close that over there. All right, then I'm going to reload this. I'm sorry I have to do this on the air, but it's important to know that things are in fact working. Okay, and then I'm going to click on the listen icon again. Okay, two calls on the line. Please keep those calls coming in. 631-632-WUSB. It's extremely important that we hear from you. Boy, that would really stink if the stream wasn't working. It would really stink because that's where most of our listeners seem to be, is out there. So if you're listening to us on the net, please call us just to let us know that you're out there. Because we can't seem to connect here. There could be a couple of reasons for that. It could be our connectivity is kind of fouled up, which wouldn't be the first time for sure. 631-632-WUSB. If you'll notice, you know, there's all kinds of signs going up with, you know, big American flags, support our troops, yellow ribbons being tied around telephone poles, things like that. And that's fine. You know, that's great. It's, you know, it's part of expressing yourself. But try and express a different opinion. Try and express an opinion saying, support our troops, bring them home, or peace now, or, you know, things like that. And you'll find yourself being attacked. You'll find your signs being ripped down. You'll find things being burned. All kinds of things are happening. And it's sobering. It really is. And you have to wonder what kind of people feel that's necessary. What kind of people are so insecure with their point of view that they have to silence another point of view? You know, I would say the same thing, and I do say the same thing to people that are on the other side. That treat the mainstream that way. That think the mainstream has to be silenced because it's just as wrong. You don't see as many people like that, but they are there. They are there. One example was a couple of weeks ago. I saw this sign that was being bandied about everywhere by some idiot in San Francisco walking around protesting, saying, "I support our troops when they shoot their commanders," or something like that. I mean, how is that any different? How is that any different than just going off to war and shooting people you don't like? You know, advocating more violence. I say to the people that, you know, that throw rocks at cops, you know, that treat people as enemies, that have not proven themselves to be enemies. Now, yeah, if the cops start shooting you with, you know, wooden bullets like they did yesterday in Oakland, okay, then they've proven they're your enemy. And then it's really, you know, up to your own personal philosophy how you respond to that. I've got my personal philosophy and how I respond to things like that. And it doesn't necessarily jive with, you know, how I'm supposed to act. But everybody's different. But you can't go into a situation assuming that because this person is standing on this side of the line, they are evil. They are the enemy. They are somebody that has to be, you know, defeated or silenced or whatever. It's stupidity. It's the war mentality. And it exists on all sides. And it's got to be addressed. It has to be fixed because that's what leads us into these problems. That's what leads us into all kinds of despair. I mean, look around. Look at what's going on over there. Of course, if you watch CNN, if you watch Fox and all the others, you'll see that everything is going great. You'll see that, you know, people are you know, cheering us in the streets. Little kids are running around in circles and dancing. You know, it could be the Klingon High Guard walking in there and they would be doing the same thing. Yet they want to be on the side that's winning. Who doesn't? They don't know anything about, you know, our policies, our philosophies, what we're going to be doing. They see a mighty force, and they're not stupid. They don't want to get blown up. So obviously they're going to greet us. So I mean that's fine, and you know, maybe we can be friends with the kids. But how about the adults? Where are all the adults? You don't see them dancing around as much. What are they doing? What's going to be happening with them? Is there going to be, you know, this kind of response in, you know, a month Are we going to be able to feed these people? Are we going to be able to take care of them? Are we going to be able to prevent civil war from breaking out? Or all kinds of anarchy that happens when you decimate a country. Have we thought all this through? These questions aren't being asked on CNN. They're not being shown. And all kinds of horrible things are happening. If you watch some foreign media, which you probably can't do unless you hunt it down. I mean, it's available in some places. PBS, for instance, WorldLink TV, BBC. You have to really hunt it down. You'll see the human toll. You'll see people in hospitals. You'll see people lying in rubble. You'll see pictures like the kind that we were outraged Al Jazeera had the guts to show of our soldiers. You'll see those pictures of civilians, too. War is hell, and this is no exception. And yeah, the Americans are moving ahead. They're taking over various streets and intersections and things like that. But imagine yourself trying to control all of, say, New York City. Now, Baghdad isn't quite as big, but it's pretty big. It's pretty big. And in fact, it might even be bigger geographically. It's not as big people-wise. But just imagine having to control all of that. You know, from who knows how many different forms of opposition. This opposition is not disappearing. No, it's not winning. It's not dominating, but it's not disappearing either. And this could be going on for years, decades even. So before we all break out the champagne and start celebrating, we have to think about what lies ahead. And, you know, there's talk of more of this. More of this against other countries. We don't like what Syria is doing. We don't like what Iran is doing. We certainly don't like what North Korea is doing. And boy, that's going to be something. So serious questions have to be asked. And not enough people are asking the questions here. Or if they are asking the questions, they're being silenced. You know? And that scares me. That really scares me. 631-632-WUSB, please show your support. Can they hear me in the volunteer room? Can anybody hear me in there? Have we verified that we are in fact online? Have we gotten calls? We are. Okay, good. Then this computer is all messed up, and I'm going to just turn that part of it off. Okay, we can't connect to our own stream for some reason, but you can. You can. Oh, Bill is in there. Hang on, let me see if I remember how to turn on your microphone. Bill, are you there? No, it's not that one. How about this one? Anything there? Okay, hold on. I'll figure this out. I used to use this board years ago. I'll turn on the mixer. How about that? Mixer is now on. And I see I'm getting audio, but I don't know where to bring the mixer. I hear the mixer over here.
Hello?
There you are. Okay. It only took me a few minutes.
We had a listener call up to verify that the webcast was working.
Okay.
Brother and we're getting calls from all over the country.
Are we? That's good. That's good. Well, Bill, maybe you can help me here.
Okay.
Tell us how easy it is to make a pledge.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just, name, address, phone number.
It's just like you're getting arrested, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Except without the unpleasantries.
Right. Without the, the confinement.
We won't handcuff you or anything like that. We simply, and you'll get to talk to a friendly WUSB volunteer.
Yes, we've got many friendly volunteers here in the room. And
these people have given up their early Tuesday evening to be here to answer the phone for 1 hour, you know? And this is, it really matters to us. It really matters. If we can get one more flurry of calls, I think that might put us over the top.
Oh, it would be wonderful.
It would be great. 631-632-WUSB.
Free speech is very, very, very important.
It sure is. It sure is. And it never ceases to amaze me how...
That's why the people are fighting, to preserve our right to free speech. How come nobody realizes
this? They keep telling us that. They keep telling us
to shut up and, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, what are we fighting for? To protect the Constitution or... You know what I'm saying?
That war seems to be going on here.
Yeah, right.
And the war over there, I'm not quite sure what it is that they, they believe they're fighting for our rights here.
Right.
But, I think we need them back here.
Just as long as you just keep in line.
I think we need them back here to be fighting for our rights to say what we please because we're being denied those rights by so many different people.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, Bill, I want you to get back to the phone calls.
Yes,
still have not started coming in, so please...
1-800-394-9872.
Yes.
I'm lonely. Give me a call.
Yes, and there's other lonely people in there, too. And we'd like for them to have something to do. 1-800-394-WUSB or 631-632-WUSB. Thanks so much for the people who have called already. And please keep those calls coming in. This is the last time Off the Wall will be part of this this fundraiser for fiscal year 2003. We're talking about voices being silenced and things being being manipulated in all kinds of ways. And, you know, we think we're immune from it here. We think that this kind of place is a sanctuary, is a place where freedom of speech thrives. And it is. For the most part, it certainly is. But we're not immune. We're not immune from stupidity. We're not immune from people who want to control things. We're not immune from people who want to silence any kind of opposition. None of us are. We've had a bunch of staff people here who have been working hard to get all kinds of alternative thoughts onto the air. One way that that alternative thought is put on the air is through music, obviously. And there have been, since music can't be put out without the cooperation of record companies, you know, and played on commercial radio, you know, you need the cooperation of Clear Channel and all those entities to get something played. You might be wondering, how come I'm not hearing all these great songs that, you know, I heard in the 60s or 70s, you know, during the protest era then? People, I guess, just aren't inspired. Well, that's not true. There's lots of music out there, but you're not hearing it. The reason is because of the control of the media, the control of the record companies, the control of the radio stations. But one thing that they don't have control over is the means to make music, the means to actually put something down onto digital media, onto a CD, and they don't have control of us yet. That's why staff people here have been going around trying to track down all kinds of musical selections. And there are a lot of musical selections out there. You might find some on the net. In fact, we'd like to know if you know of more on the net. If you're a musician yourself, we'd be interested in playing your material. But what the staff people here have been doing is going out and tracking down music about the war. Not just anti-war, pro-war as well. You know, it's all interesting. It's all something pertinent to today's news. And we stuck a bunch of that onto various CDs. Inside of a couple of days, some idiot decided that that was not appropriate and decided to scratch them up so that nobody could play them. Right here at the radio station. So, you know, we're not immune from this. We're not immune from this kind of stupidity. Of course, the result is that now we have twice as many CDs. And that's the response that we will continue to bring to stupidity, to people who try to control what is said, to people who try to silence any kind of dissent whatsoever. You heard us, we'll just come back twice as strong. That's been a motto that I've lived by for quite some time. And I'm happy to see this place is still here. This place still believes in that. And with your help, this place will be around for another 25 years. But we do need to hear from you. 631-632-WUSB. Show the powers that be that censorship will not be tolerated, that intimidation will not be tolerated, that free thought is what's important. And, yeah, we might be just a 4,000-watt college radio station here in Long Island. You might be out there in Paducah, Kentucky or something and wondering how that affects you. Well, it does affect you. It affects if you want to continue to hear shows like this, if you want to continue to have one more outlet for people to speak their minds, including you, where, you know, during most weeks we open up the phone lines and people can call in and spout whatever is on their minds and have that particular exchange archived forever onto the Internet. It should be just as important to you as if you were sitting right here in Stony Brook. So please don't let distance be an excuse. 631-632-WUSB. And I'd like to play one of these pieces of music, actually, that someone tried to suppress, just to show that we're not going to take it. And this is something I wouldn't have played ordinarily because this is a talk show. But when speech is attacked, you have to stand up. You have to do something about it. And that's why I hope that we're all in agreement as far as that goes. No matter what side you're on, no matter how you feel about these things, I hope that matters enough to you that you can at least understand why we're compelled to do this. So what we're going to do is play this song. which is called This Island Earth, by a band called Hero. No, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. The song is called Hero, and the band is called This Island Earth. Sorry. It's local. It's from Long Island, so it'll have that Long Island sound to it. And again, if you have pieces of music you'd like to share with us concerning war issues or even other things, email us, otw@2600.com. But please, get those phones ringing. No phone calls on the line, you know. I don't want to be just talking to my headphones here. It's vitally important. We're into the last half hour of this show. And as I said, we're way behind, both thanks to the April Fools of last week and just thanks to, I guess, general malaise that's affecting all of us. Let's snap out of it. Let's get this place back on track. 631-632-WUSB. Let's hope to get some calls during this song.
Yeah! Even you ain't the laziest stack of crap to have a marching boot leather. Why do you try my patience, boy?
Well, Your Holiness, it's like this.
Two drunks, homeward bound, like a one-trick pony in a one-horse town. You know the sergeant man with the wild cans to try and bust your ball.
What?
Then sing, sing, it's a beautiful thing to be down in a foxhole running from the tally. Go, I can never get accustomed to living in a pop tent. Or is it pop tent? Oh, hey! There ain't no for an ethical.
We want you!
Cause the artist feeling so it's gonna be to kill him, but it's all in self-defense. And ring, ring, it's 4 a.m. I think I'll punch the alarm and go back and sleep again. I could never get accustomed to all of that reverie. I need some revelry.
Thank the person who called in during that break. It makes a big difference. Thank you so much. 631-632-WUSB. It's funny, the entire goal of this this radio station, as far as the amounts that we're bringing in, the entire goal for the whole month-long campaign is something that could be raised in a day at the other radio station. So it just gives you an idea of the contrast here and how much your support really matters. If this show has meant something to you and if you'd like to see it continue, we ask that you give a call, 631-632-WUSB. And while we're offering things for, you know, prices like, you know, $100 or $40 or whatever, it doesn't mean that's what you have to pledge. If all you can afford is $10, then fine. No big deal. You'll still get two stickers out of the deal, you know? Every little bit counts. Every little bit counts. And people say, Emmanuel, there's no way in the world you can possibly make $1,000 in an hour at this place. I like to prove them wrong. I like to say anything is possible as long as we get together, as long as we, you know, join hands. And, all right, we don't have to join hands. We can at least, like, stay in the same room and, you know, all think nice thoughts and bond together and, you know, all that kind of thing. It's It's called uniting. It's called believing in something. It's called strength in numbers. 631-632-WUSB. We have two calls on the line. We have room for five. And I'd like to see all five of those lines lit, because that would tell me that we may just do it. We may just make that number, $1,000 in an hour. Can you imagine that? It's never been done before. At least I don't think it's been done before. Maybe Lister's done it, but I don't think so. We'll find out. 631-632-WUSB, 1-800-394-WUSB. And we heard music from a band called This Island Earth, a song called Hero, local music. Local war-related music that someone tried to silence, but they did not succeed, because we can simply make as many CDs as necessary off the Internet. We can burn CDs as fast as they can be destroyed, and we will continue doing that. That's what it comes down to. And what do we got here? Am I taking calls? Yes, I can take calls. I can absolutely take calls. Just put them on hold. But I must stress that we'll be getting back to the normal phone-in part of this program next week. We'll be, you know, primarily taking calls. What's very important now is that people call in and pledge. That enables us to continue doing that. Let me also, thanks for the call coming in right now, 631-632-WUSB. I just want to read a couple of news items, and I'll get to the person on hold. This is an example of how the media can distort stories. You might have seen this on CNN. Headline, Pearl Jam war criticism prompts walkout. You've heard of the band Pearl Jam. Apparently they criticized the war and it prompted a walkout. You look at that headline and you get a very different perspective as to what might have really happened. Listen to the story. This is actually an Associated Press story, but it was a CNN headline. Dozens of fans walked out of a Pearl Jam concert after lead singer Eddie Vedder took a mask of President Bush and impaled it on a microphone stand. Okay, I wouldn't do that. I mean, that's, you know, that's being all violent and stuff. But, you know, he's an artist, I guess, you know, that's his way of expressing himself. But whatever. The point of the story is that, you know, people were upset and they walked out. Now, look at that paragraph again. Pearl Jam concert. Now, have you ever been to a Pearl Jam concert? They don't play, you know, at the spot here at Stony Brook. They don't play, you know, small venues. They play large venues, big venues, stadiums. Madison Square Garden, things like that, you know? Dozens of fans walked out. Dozens of fans walked out? Well, then thousands of fans must have stayed, right? Thousands of fans must have cheered. Doesn't say that anywhere, does it? Focuses on him impaling President Bush on a microphone stand. Well, maybe he said some other things, too. Don't hear that anywhere. Actually, there are some quotes further on, but this is the first paragraph. This is the one that really counts. This is the, you know, the summation of everything. Several concertgoers booed and shouted Tuesday night for Vedder to shut up as he told the crowd he was against the war and Bush. He impaled the mask during the encore of the band's opening show of a U.S. tour. Okay, a couple of things there. Several concertgoers booed and shouted. Again, in a crowd of however many thousands of people must have been there, even if it was only hundreds, which I doubt, because it's his Pearl Jam, after all, I think, you know, you could say God himself has risen, and there he is, standing next to me, and people would be booing. You know? There's always going to be somebody booing. I've got the cure for cancer right here in my hands. People would be booing. There's always somebody booing. There are people booing right now listening to me. So, yeah, several concertgoers booed. I believe it. Why is that a story? Why is that the main focus of the story? They shouted for Vedder to shut up. That's what they do. They want you to shut up. And this is pretty much what CNN is doing by printing a story along these lines, what AP is doing by writing a story that word for word appeared in every newspaper in the country, because everybody subscribes to Associated Press. Anyway, according to fan Keith Zimmerman, it was like he decapitated someone in a primal ritual and stuck their head on a stick. I guess that probably was what it was like, as they found the person that was booing to get a quote from. Vedder used the Bush mask in Australia and Japan to perform the song Bush Leaguer from the band's latest album, Riot Act. The song's lyrics say he's not a leader, he's a Texas leaguer. During the show, Vedder said, just to clarify, we support the troops. We're just confused on how wanting to bring them back safely all of a sudden becomes non-support. We love them. They're not the ones who make the foreign policy. Let's hope for the best and speak our opinions. Pearl Jam manager could not immediately be reached for comment. They don't speak to a single person who might have supported what he did or said. No. They couldn't find any of those, of the thousands of people that stayed. And, of course, the Dixie Chicks were the target of boycotts and bans after their lead singer made anti-Bush statements on a London stage last month. Again, a real problem with differing opinions. 631-632-WUSB, please show your support. We have a caller on the line. Caller.
Hi, Emmanuel. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam? The one in the Netherlands or the one in New York?
Yeah, Netherlands.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been online for like about 10 minutes, so obviously.
Oh, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. It must be costing a fortune. But that's great. You're listening to us over there in Holland.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So tell me, what's the mood of the people like over there?
Well, it's you know, it's kind of strange. The people, they don't seem to notice it because of Dutch, you know. But I'm sure, you know, they notice it and it's bad, but it's like, you know, we just want to stay away from it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're demonstrating in the streets and it's crazy, the embassy in Amsterdam has a great big massive wall around it.
Yeah.
Like big metal crates, and there's like giant police officers like 7 foot tall walking around, and it's got like wall of shame written on it and graffiti, you know.
Wow. Well, of course, the Dutch have always been rebellious and, you know, challenging to authority. It's one of the healthiest places I can imagine being at a time like this. I'm not sure what the government view is on the war. Is there an official stand?
I think, like, from the start, they've backed, you know, and they've allowed, like, U.S. planes to land here and go to the war, you know.
Yeah, they've allowed that, huh? But there are no Dutch troops over in the...
Troops, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, Americans, a lot of people seem to think that Americans are hated everywhere, but I, you know, wherever I go, Americans are very warmly received, and they, I think most people understand that it's, you know, policy does not necessarily define who the individual is.
I mean, I think people are open-minded enough to realize they're not all the same, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just, I mean, your government has obviously, you know, gone a bit crazy in this case, and...
It sure feels that way. It really does. I mean, it's like, you know, they're into some sort of expansionist type of dream that they're living out. And I'm afraid. I'm really afraid of where this is going to go. I mean, these things don't disappear overnight.
No shit.
Yeah, I don't think we've thought this through. You know, I really don't think that.
Worse. I mean, you know, all the things you say, all the freedoms they've taken away now.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be like in 10 years' time?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even begun to really look at the domestic issues, and there are all kinds of domestic things. We've got, you know, National Guard troops on the subways now. We've got all kinds of checkpoints. This element of occupation and fear, that's in this country.
Did you see the thing in Oakland with the police firing rubber bullets? And...
Yeah, I have a story about that I was going to get to in a little bit. But, yeah, it's that's sick. That's sick when police actually fire into a crowd of demonstrators. That's happening right here in this country.
I just saw the picture today. I'm also on the IRC chat, FNET.
Uh-huh.
And Cassandra, one of the characters from there, was like, look at sfindymedia.com.
Uh-huh.
And there's pictures of a girl that got hit in the face by, like, a wooden pellet or something.
I saw that picture. It was horrible. It was really horrible.
You know, and there's, like, only 400 people there. And the scary thing is I saw on television, on Euronews,
mm-hmm.
probably don't get in the States, but they had, like, a wall of police bikes, and they're driving real fast, you know, and there's a couple of people, like, stragglers,
mm-hmm.
right? And as soon as one of the bikes actually ran the person over. And as soon as it got to that, the footage just stopped, you know, and I was like, somebody just got squashed by a bike.
Yeah, and, you know, when something like that happens, we have to demand accountability. We have to, you know, prosecute the people that do these kinds of things, because that's criminal to you know, attack people who are being peaceful. Now, you know, when people are doing, you know, violent things, you know, throwing bricks or you know, at cops, I don't support that. And they have to defend themselves when that happens, but that was not happening in this case.
It's like in Geneva,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody got killed for like absolutely no reason, and also the bulldozer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the
bulldozer incident, yeah. I mean, that was insane in Israel a few weeks ago. That was
how can people let this happen?
You know how people can let this happen? By remaining silent. That's how the so-called silent majority, they just, you know, sit back and let the world unfold in front of them, and they don't take an interest. And this is where we get as a result of that. It's really pretty sad.
It really, I think, I'm not sure if, like, people are just scared of, like, talking out what the government's going to do against them or what records they have in them, you know. It's scary what they're doing now with cameras. Like, Amsterdam is a site that shows all the cameras around Amsterdam. And these things that aren't registered under, like, you know, the Security Act, they're just cameras all over the city monitoring what people are doing.
And, really?
Yeah.
But you monitor the cameras, right?
Yeah, okay. I mean, there's squatting is massive in Amsterdam. I'm not actually part of the squat scene, but, you know, I've spoken to a lot of squatters, and they've said, you know, you know, they're monitoring these cameras, and nobody knows what they're doing with the footage. You know, they're storing it, and...
Wow.
You wonder about, like, phone calls or recording it.
But you see, I always feel very safe when I'm over there because I know that, that you guys aren't going to let yourselves be... you know, be taken over by, you know, an authoritarian state. You're going to, you know, you're going to challenge it at every step of the way. I'm not that confident here because I see people being complacent and sitting back and just saying, oh, it's all in the national interest and we have to, you know, trade our freedoms for security. So that scares me. And I look to you guys for inspiration and I hope that, that you don't give up on us.
I think it's good. I mean, once Bush gets out, you know, and I don't know who else is going to ever take over because of the way it is in America.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if Bush is so much the problem as just, you know, the defensiveness that we've developed, you know, where we think the whole world is against us, and that's certainly not the case. We just have to become part of the world again and work with the world.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what's going on with the war just now? I mean, you saw today Bush and Blair in Belfast and saying, you know, okay, they're going to let Iraqis... you know, run their own country, okay? That's a good move. I mean, it's scary that they are not going to actually help. No, nobody knows how much they're going to help rebuild the whole country now. It's a complete mess.
Yeah, and it's going to be a mess for quite some time, and I don't think they've thought that through.
Right. Anyway, I don't want to stay on your phone for too
long. Well, I appreciate the call, and thanks so much for being out there and you know, showing support and spreading the word and all that kind of thing.
I just wanted to say I'm trying to start a 2600 meeting here in Amsterdam.
A 2600 meeting in Amsterdam. That's long overdue.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I searched everywhere over the internet and nobody's...
Well, email meetings at 2600.com with the details and we'll make sure it gets posted.
Can I give the URL?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure, it's www.themoog, like themoog.nl/2600.
Okay, great.
It's finished, but you can check and you can email me from there. So.
Okay, well, I hope to be over there sometime soon.
Nice one, yeah.
All right. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Take
cheers.
Care. Call from Amsterdam. That makes me feel so good, just knowing people are out there, knowing people are out there around the world. It makes me feel very secure somehow. If you ever get a chance to make it over there. Yeah, I know. There's people go to Amsterdam, and they, you know, they think that's the place just to, you know, party and you know, get drunk and, you know, have free sex and that kind of thing. It's, you know, there's so much more to it than that. There's so much more to it. So, you have to try and balance everything. That's what I try to stress to people. You get so much more out of it. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. We're into the last few minutes, and I think that's living proof right there that this place does make a difference, but we need for you to make that difference and bring us closer to our goal. And our goal in this hour is significant. It really is. Pledge any amount. Any amount will help. And you'll get all kinds of nice things no matter what you pledge. If you pledge $10, you'll get two war stickers. War stickers that, well, if you can find a big red sign somewhere that says stop, they certainly would go well with that. It would make a little sentence. For $40, you will get a an autographed copy of Freedom Downtime, the documentary about Kevin Mitnick and the hacker movement, the Free Kevin movement and the hacker world, along with WUSB paraphernalia of various sorts. That's for $40. You get an autographed copy of that. For $100, you'll get you'll get all of that plus all kinds of other WUSB items and a brand new 2600 hooded sweatshirt, which nobody has seen yet. And which may only be offered to people here if it's not picked up. We may start selling them normally, we may not. And if we don't, then you'll certainly have a collector's item. Is Brian in there? Okay, well, we have something else for $8 pledge, too. There's all kinds of different amounts. You can talk to the people, pick up the phone, 631-632-WUSB, and they'll offer all kinds of options for you. We take every credit card imaginable to mankind, and we take checks as well. 631-632-WUSB, whether you're in Amsterdam, Stony Brook, California, Bombay, regardless of where you are. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you in the next 5-10 minutes, because we're going to be out of here then, and that's going to be it for us. That's going to be it. People always call after the show and say, oh, I want that, you know, the stuff you're offering. It's not going to be offered then. It's only offered now. Happy to say the English version of Al Jazeera is online. I was actually on it yesterday. I suggest people go there. Find out for yourself. English.aljazeera.net. Al Jazeera spelled A-L-J-A-Z-E-E-R-A. And they have a large amount of news stories there. You might be very surprised how non-biased they are. I'm not saying they're completely non-biased, but people seem to think that it's, you know, the voice of Al-Qaeda or something like that. It's certainly not the case. Certainly not the case. In fact, these people were thrown out of Iraq by the Iraqi authorities because they didn't like their coverage. And just this morning, one of their reporters was killed by U.S. tanks. U.S. tanks or U.S. planes, I'm not sure which. They targeted a building that Al Jazeera was in. They targeted their headquarters in Baghdad. They also targeted the Palestine Hotel, which is where all the international journalists were staying. I believe a Reuters reporter or cameraman was killed as well. You have to wonder how this thing is going when the journalists are being fired upon by our own troops. I mean, they must know where these people are. They must know the risk that they're going to be, you know, hitting some people that they really shouldn't be hitting. But that's what's happening. It's a risky business being over there. And I think we're starting to realize that. We're starting to see this. I don't know how much of it is being covered on mass media. I do know one of the Al Jazeera reporters is going to be on Larry King Live tonight, whatever time that's on CNN. You might want to see that. It might actually be of interest. But by all means, go over to English.aljazeera.net and see for yourself what people have been trying to silence. As you recall, a couple of weeks ago, Al Jazeera was the victim of a massive denial-of-service attack because some people didn't like the fact that another viewpoint, another perspective was getting out there. Well, it's back. And if it gets taken down again, it'll come back again. And that's how freedom of speech works. 631-632-WUSB. There's so many stories out there. You know, I wish I had more time because there's just so much I want to talk about. You may have heard this story. This made the mainstream media about a radio talk show host who was fired from Eastern Michigan University Public Radio for repeatedly expressing his views about the war in Iraq and refusing to run NPR News during his Sunday night music program. Yeah, he basically was telling people, this is a quote, "We know if you want a current assessment of what's going on, you're sure not listening to us. You'll be over at Fox TV where they're not bending the news. It ain't happening on NPR." Now, the thing is, you know, I believe the station was completely wrong to say that people aren't allowed to talk about controversial subjects. In fact, this is the station manager talking. "We have a policy that eliminates or restricts the expression of personal opinion on issues of controversy." I mean, that's messed up right there. That's wrong, in my opinion. That's something you will never see here. You'll never see that here at this radio station. I'm sure there are people that would like to see that here at this radio station. But for all the time I've been involved here, that's not been the case. I don't think that's what our listeners want. In this particular case, though, in the Eastern Michigan University case, this guy went a little bit above and beyond that. This radio talk show person decided that he was going to impose his own censorship by refusing to air a regularly scheduled program that he didn't agree with. It would be like me saying, well, you know, I don't think Free Speech Radio News Today was completely fair, therefore I'm just not going to air it. You can't do that. You lose all respectability when you yourself decide to become the censor. I would have been backing this guy up otherwise for expressing his opinions. But when it goes beyond that and your opinions extend to silencing, you know, anything that might not even be an opinion, it might just be a perspective that you don't approve of. Sorry, you become the problem then. Story from the Mirror. The Mirror being that tabloid newspaper from England that actually is against the war. Think about it. Think about walking down the street in New York City and seeing the tabloid, a daily tabloid on the streets that's against the war. Unheard of. Why is that unheard of? It is. We've gotten used to it. Name one anti-war TV station or TV network. You know, and all that we have here, we have more than anybody else as far as media outlets, yet they all are saying the same thing, basically. Doesn't make any sense. This particular story with really tiny print, so it's going to be a struggle to read it, basically goes like this. It was an act of such foolhardy desperation that U.S. commanders could barely believe their eyes. A small armada of pickup trucks, vans, even a bus packed with explosives came charging across the pitted runway at high speed in one last kamikaze run. They were bristling with Republican guards blazing away with their AK-47 assault rifles. Tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles from the U.S. and infantry division simply turned their turrets towards the ramshackle Iraqi suicide mission and began blasting. When the smoke cleared, the scene was a twisted mess of metal and charred corpses. 400 Iraqis just made a very bad choice, shrugged an officer of the 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry, as the U.S. military machine rolled on. And yeah, you know, in a war situation, you don't really have much choice, do you? But how many of us have stopped to think for a moment about those people charging forward, knowing that they could possibly, never possibly make it? You know, those are human beings as well. They're on the other side, but they're human beings. What brought them to this particular place and time, and what must have been going through their minds? And could you see the situation reversed? Would you do the same thing over here? Were these people believing that they were simply defending their country from an outside invader? You know, these are the questions that I don't see being asked that haunt me day and night. And I think, you know, it doesn't mean that you're a sympathizer of one side or another. It means that, you know, you're seeing the human toll here. Very big human toll. One that we'll have to reckon with at some point or another. And as we enter the last couple of minutes of this program, 6:57 now, we need to get at least a couple more phone calls. I don't know what the grand total is in there. Hopefully we've reached our goal, but it certainly can't hurt to have a couple more people call in, as this is the last possible moment that you can call to pledge your support to Off the Wall and WUSB to receive the special items that we are talking about. 631-632-WUSB, 1-800-394-WUSB. WUSB translates to 9872. And hopefully things are going well in there. I see there's lots of people just kind of sprawled around not doing anything. Can you guys hear me in there? I guess not. Okay. All right. 631-632-WUSB, please. Let's see one last flurry of phone calls as we prepare to exit tonight. Let us exit on a triumphant note. Let's keep this place going. Make sure that there's a voice that will always be here to give you an outlet and to have alternative thoughts and ideas spread in whatever way possible. It does matter. Your voices do count. 631-632-WUSB, 1-800-394-WUSB. Thanks very much to everybody who called in. Thanks very much to all the support that has been shown. Together we'll make it to a world where we can speak our minds, exchange ideas, learn something, and be here next week. And for the last time, the very last time. 631-632-WUSB. See you next week.
Destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Hi, this is Avocado. When I'm out in Stony Brook, I'll be listening to WUSB FM station. When I want to listen to some good blues, that's the station you tune into.